Saturday morning animation is dancing ponies and singing sponges. Saturday night is their freaky up cousin.
Buckle up, boys.
What is this place?
Animation domination high def. A late night block of brand new shows. X-Cop.
I'll chop your head off!
And High School USA.
Hey gang, where's Brent?
Brent's dead.
Your weekend just got a whole lot weirder. Saturday's late night starting July 27th on Fox.
You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
From the AfterBuzz studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com, and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is AfterBuzz TV's So You Think You Can Dance After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's So You Think You Can Dance After Show.
All right, Bing is for doing, and we are here doing another show of So You Think You Can Dance. It is episode 11 in season 10. I'm Kristen Burt. I'm not AJ. He's out this week on vacation. He'll be back next week. So I'm going to lead all the blondes tonight on the panel. Yay! It's kind of amazing. We have all blondes to balance out all the brunettes on So You Think You Can Dance. So let me introduce to my right, Chloe West.
Hello, Kristen. I'm so excited you're sitting next to me.
I know. I like this. And we're usually boy, girl, boy, girl. But
yeah.
And then we have Jake Dupree, who is usually my cohort right over there.
Boop, boop. Hi, I'm Jake Dupree.
And our very special guest, a So You Think You Can Dance Season 6 Top 8 alumni, and also star of Disney Channel's Teen Beach Movie, Molly Gray.
Hello.
Yay. Yay. We're so glad you're here.
Thank you. I'm excited to be here.
I know. You have had a big couple weeks.
Yes, very crazy couple.
Yeah, I saw you in New York on Good Morning America and The View. Everyone saw those clips. And quite a huge debut. 8.4 million people watched.
Yeah, I can't even, like, it's surreal. Like, I was not expecting that at all. At all. I remember talking to a friend of mine and being like, holy cow, that TV show has like 2 million viewers. 2 million people saw that person. And then we get there were 8.4 million. I was like, well, I can't even like fathom it really.
But you had the Disney, you know, muscle behind it. I mean, they really went all out. You guys have been everywhere and doing lots of great promotion. But you've been in the Disney family before. You started out in High School Musical.
Yeah, I've been with the Disney family since I was 12 years old.
Wow.
And I did the High School Musicals, and then I've done multiple TV shows on there, and now I'm finally like breaking into acting with them, which I've been like wanting to do since I was a child. So it's kind of cool.
Amazing. I saw you a few weeks ago at the Thirst Project Gala, and just talking about that, tell us about some of the benefits of working in the Disney family, like free Disneyland tickets.
Well, yeah, no, actually, I just went to Disneyland like 2 days ago, and I found out while I was on my way down there that Ross and Maya were having a signing, and I was like, oh no, it's going to be like packed, which is awesome. And I get down there, and they had gave me tickets to go spend the day there, and it was so awesome. And then things got really crazy, so they were like, yeah, you know, be careful when you're in Disneyland.
It's safe. The crowds are excited.
Yeah, but I mean, it was cool, and it's like, I'm very grateful. Like, I, you know, if I want to go with my family, they're very supportive, and they'll give me tickets to go with my family or friends.
That's so amazing. Cool. Perks of being in the Disney family. And I saw you're going to be at D23.
Yes.
For people that don't know what D23 is, it is the fan club for Disney geeks like myself. But they have so many cool programs. So if you're in the Southern California area, it's only like $50 to go for a day, and you get to meet cast members from like Teen Beach Movie, but they announced the slate of films all the way through like 2018.
Wow.
They have
That's
memorabilia.
Amazing.
It's down in Anaheim. It's incredible. They do it every 2 years, so I'll be going as press, but it is a fun 3 days.
Dang.
Yes.
I'm just excited.
Magical, if you will.
It is magical. It is magical for sure. Do you guys have any questions on the movie? Because, I mean, I was watching it this weekend and it's a lot of fun.
I love it. I want to know what your favorite dance move was, because there's so many, all the names from the dances back then are so funky.
Yeah.
So what was your favorite one that you had to learn?
I would have to say probably, it was kind of like a frug type thing. We did a lot of like pumping type stuff. But I didn't really have to learn that because I'd known that. I mean, like, my parents used to dance like that. But so I knew what it looked like. But I guess just kind of learning everything, really. Like, I'm definitely not from the 60s. So that entire era was new to me. And so I got to, you know, like, do research, watch a bunch of different movies, and learn the new dance steps is cool.
Is there a particular movie that you watched from the 60s that was really fun?
Yeah. I always mess up the title. Beach Bingo.
Beach Bingo.
Yeah.
The Annette Funicello. I mean, who was also a Disney kid herself. So
yeah. Yeah, which was awesome. And actually, Frankie was on Good Morning The View.
Yes, I saw that.
That was really cool.
I was awesome. It was kind of starstruck, but I was like, oh my God. Hi.
I know, it's weird how, like, you know, it's just like cyclical. Like, all these great movies come back again, all the styles.
And I saw lots of old former So You Think You Can Dance contestants in the movie. Yeah. What was that like working with all those people?
It was cool. It's because, like, when you're on the show, it's like on So You Think, you kind of become a family no matter what season you're on. And actually, a lot of dancers, the dance community is so small, and so you kind of already know each other. So it's just like working with your family, which was awesome. And Kent Boyd is literally like one of my best friends in the entire world. And he and I got to play friends in the movie, which is super cool.
So
and
great.
Like, yeah, it's super fun. And he's so perfect for that character, just like loud and spunky, and I don't know, it was really cool. And then a bunch of the dancers were from So You Think, and
that's so great. Yeah. Were you approached to audition? Were you asked to audition?
I was doing a pilot for Disney actually, and I was an actress on that, and I got to play a spunky cheerleader named Stacy, and casting kind of saw that, and Judy Taylor, which is the casting at a Disney Channel, approached me and was like, I want you to come audition for Giggles. And I was like, what?
Giggles?
What do you mean Giggles? And then she was like, it's this new movie. And I was like, okay, cool. And then I ended up going in after we finished the pilot, and I auditioned. And then they told me, like, a couple days after, they were like, hey, you're going to be on a flight in 2 days to Puerto Rico for 2.5 months. So, and I was like, freaking out.
That's not fun at all.
Yeah, no.
That's too bad, amazing. Puerto Rico. That's great, though. You're going to play younger for a long time, so you are so lucky.
I hope so.
Yeah, it's a really good gift in Hollywood.
Yeah, thank you.
You're going to enjoy it. Well, let's get started and talk a little bit about episode 11, because there's so much to talk about. And I like to talk a little controversy and stuff. What we think, do we need this stuff? Do we not need this stuff? What's happening with Nigel? I love all of that. You know, we start off with at least a really good opening, because 7 Emmy nominations, which is great. Kat Deely, Stacey Tookie, Nappy Tabs, Travis Wall, Mandy Moore, all nominated, and Allison Hucker is nominated for Dancing with the Stars, but along with Derek, but of course she is an alum, so we like that. All right, so let's get started with our judges, Mary Nigel and Carly Rae Jepsen.
What? Oh, Carly.
Really? I read this funny article on entertainmentweekly.com, and it was talking about her, and it was like, if we just didn't include her at all, oh, wait, we're not going to include her at all. So they forgot to include her in everything, because we're like, she didn't give anything worth,
incredible or amazing,
worth repeating about.
I just think it's kind of, I mean, nothing against Carly Rae Jepsen, but I feel like if she is going to come and judge on a show like American Idol or The Voice or something, but I don't think she really has a dance background, so it was kind of hard for me to appreciate. Like, I respected what she had to say, but to appreciate from a dancer's point, I was like...
Well, and compared to the past guest judges they've had, who have been amazing and, like, really giving critiques and are big fans of the show, and who all, I think, were former dancers. I don't know about Andrews.
She did Dancing with the Stars and Dance Team, so.
Right. Yeah.
But the fact that you wouldn't necessarily think that she would have a lot of insight into dance, but she knew so much about the past seasons and, like, you know, watching it.
When
and
you
so
don't have the vocabulary, that's the bottom line.
Yeah,
it's
that's
just,
exactly
she was
what
like,
it is.
Great. And it reminded me of Zooey Deschanel last season when she was like, good teamwork. And I'm like, that would be all in unison dance. But so, you know, that was tough. And you could tell she was struggling. And she sat there, I did feel bad. She sat there, like, the whole time huddled over, and she was like, oh gosh, my turn next. Okay. So she felt out of her element, I have a feeling. Opening number was done by Stacey Tookie and Peter Chu. And Jasmine Harper was featured in this one.
Oh my gosh.
I was like, just keep featuring her the whole damn show. Like, I just love her.
Yeah.
And so it was cool. My favorite part was when they did take off their clothes, though.
Yeah.
I mean, I thought I liked the idea of the piece, but I really thought that they could have brought more of the talent of each dancer out. Mm. I was just like, it didn't seem very difficult, but the whole costume change was pretty awesome.
Yeah. That was really cool. And she was so regal, and I just love to watch her, because she has this maturity when she moves. And she's 18 years old. That's ridiculous
that,
to
yeah,
me.
Yeah, that is crazy.
I know. But she's coming to her own, and I love mm-hmm. this. That I don't even think, like, oh, she's Cyrus's ex-girlfriend. That storyline doesn't matter
I always forget about
and
it.
And I think it's good that we've forgotten about it until they probably bring him back for All-Stars and make them dance together.
For sure.
You know, oh, my God. That's for sure going to happen. You know, that will cause so much drama.
Like... All right. Well, let's talk about the top three boys and girls that were up for elimination. Boys, Alan, Blueprint, Curtis. Anyone surprised by...
No.
I don't think so.
I'm a little surprised about Alan, but not enough to be like, oh, they can't vote him off.
I knew that he was not going to go home. Right. I knew that for sure.
Right.
I think he just kind of got lumped in with Jasmine Mason in that routine that they didn't love by Sean Cheesman the week before. And the girls, this one was a little surprising. Yeah. Mackenzie, Jenna, and Mariah.
Yeah, I don't agree with Jenna. Like, I thought she did amazing.
Yeah, I did too. I don't know why America isn't responding. Something with her is people aren't just responding to at all.
Yeah, we've talked a lot about Jenna here on the show, and, mm-hmm. you know, I think some of us have been divided on it, and I feel she's an incredible dancer, but I feel like everything that she's been given, and this is a choreographic issue, it's just been be fierce, be fierce, be fierce. And this week we see something different, mm-hmm. which I was like, thank you, we needed this.
A moment.
Because I'm like, I get it, you can be fierce. But
yeah. And I think America was reacting negatively to all of that.
Yeah.
To all of this, like, really intense attitude coming through the camera, and she can find the camera every time, so you really feel it.
Yeah.
But she is so good.
And I think also the people that are voting are usually younger girls, and I think they could be intimidated by that, too.
Yeah.
Like, seeing this girl
that
who's,
strength.
Like, super, like, into the camera, and they're like, oh, you know? I think it's intimidating just for little girls.
I'm really surprised that Mariah was in the bottom because, I mean, her solos, I'm just surprised America doesn't love her because she's, like, this blonde crumper, which is so different, and she's, like, she's really good. She was really good in her routine with Blueprint from last week, the hip-hop, but, like, her solos are terrible.
Well, and I think what she's been given in the last couple weeks has just been not showcased exactly what she's good for. And even the week that they did get hip-hop, they spent a lot of time on the floor just laying there.
Yeah,
and I remember
weird. Even
we had Sharna Burgess here, and she was like, why are they on the floor? Like,
yeah.
We have these awesome dancers.
Give us something dynamic.
Yeah.
Well, and that's the thing is, like, because, I mean, when I was on the show, they gave me, I was never able to really dance. I had, like, the disco or Bollywood, or I always had, like, that upbeat kind of stuff. And I always wanted to showcase, like, my technique or, like, my tricks, something. And so I knew, like, come solo time, like, you have to lay it all on the floor because mm-hmm. that's your only time to shine. That's all I had really on the show because I got so much crap from people like, you're too happy, you're not really this happy of a person, or you're immature. And I'm like, okay, well, if you don't want to think I'm happy, that's fine, whatever. But, like, I'm not immature. It's just like, or you only can do tricks. I'm like, well, no, I just have to show you that I can do that so you don't only judge me on what I'm
doing
the disco or Bollywood or something. So I think Mariah should have put more into it.
I'm going to fangirl for a minute, but your season, I still watch some of your solos just to be inspired.
Really?
Seriously, I'm not kidding or anything.
Well,
I love whenever you did Let Me Think About It and Bulletproof. So,
thank you.
This is good.
Sorry about that.
I know.
Well, and here's one thing I want to, with the girls, and this is where I had a little issue because Mackenzie had that incredible duet the week before that Lindsay Nelko came on out of nowhere, new choreographer.
Beautiful.
Hit it out of the park, but then, you know, here she is at the bottom three, and the judges decide to save Jenna, whom I don't think had a better week than Mackenzie. I felt like Mackenzie had the better week, but Jenna was automatically saved. Again, if I go back to the Sharna Burgess episode, she talked a lot about the meetings with the choreographers after that we're not privy to, mm-hmm. and what's going on in rehearsal. There has to be something else in there that we're missing.
Yeah,
with Jenna,
that, you know, she's excelling in rehearsal. They know what she's capable of.
Yeah. Well, Jenna's personally, she's a great friend of mine. I grew up with her. She grew up in Utah.
Mm-hmm.
She's very humble. And I know it doesn't come off like that, but she's like, you give her a correction, she'll be the first person to make sure she has it down in half a second. Like, doesn't give up, won't sleep until something's perfect. And I think for choreographers and, like, producers, they see that, you know, and they're like, we want her.
Right.
But I understand to, like, America that it could not be translating. Or you put yourself a certain way on the camera and it doesn't read. But, like, I do, and I could be, you know, biased because I do know her, but she really, truly is one of, like, the hardest working girls.
And that's the insight. That's great. Yeah. Because we don't get to see the judges at table hanging out with the choreographers going, this is what's happening in rehearsal. We're seeing these, you know, little clip packages.
Yeah, no, of course.
And that's what's so important, because when you work with a choreographer, they don't want the person that's like, I'm tired, I'm going to go sip some water in the corner. They want the one that's nailing it. And that's what they're seeing with Jenna. And that's what is not being translated from Nigel and communicated to the audience, because we're like, what's going on?
Yeah. Well, and her partner's Tucker, so I'm sure when they're in rehearsal together, it is just magic.
Oh, yeah.
Because like, the choreographers can do anything that they want with the two of them.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, I'm sure all the feedback that Nigel and the judges get from the choreographers about that pairing specifically is just...
It's ridiculous.
Yeah. It's like, they're amazing, I can do anything, and so I'm sure that's why they're like, we've seen her do her solo... She's fine, but it is surprising because Mackenzie really is amazing. Yeah, but I think Mackenzie's getting lost in the crowd.
It's all the crowd brunettes.
All the brunettes. Except until after tonight's dance, or after the dance this week, Mackenzie is a face. You know, we're not going to forget her anymore.
She's stunning. Beautiful.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
We've got a lot of pretty girls on the show. Mm-hmm. All right. So we go into the Dance for Your Life. And this is where I started going, do we need the Dance for Your Life? Do we need these solos? Because I do feel like even though they've saved Jenna and all three guys had to dance and the two women had to dance, Mackenzie and Mariah, I feel like the judges' minds are made. At this point, because they've also been at dress rehearsal, so they've seen the dances. They kind of know what they're getting into.
But
I feel like the solos, they're moments. Like, it's a moment for people to remember and for people to see someone's choreography in, like, specific style. And if they want to do something memorable, like the ones that I mentioned that Molly has done, those are moments for people and fans to remember. And I think it also progresses dance in a way, because solos are such huge things within the world of dance competitions.
Yeah.
But they're seeing these solos and they're like, oh, I want to copy that, or I want to best that, or, you know, be this similar
to that.
And
also, they like literally, when you're on the show, they drill it into your head that the judges' minds are not made up. And sometimes they're not. Like, a lot of times I remember being on the show and we're like, oh, like, that person's going to go home. And, like, she nailed her solo, and she, like, came out, and then she got saved. So we're like, wait, are the judges' minds not really made up? But then there's sometimes where, like, I mean, I definitely know, like, on, I can't remember what season, but I remember, like, Miranda Maleski, who did a beautiful solo.
Yeah, I know exactly. But the pink top and the pink bottom.
She did a beautiful solo, and then she got voted off. So it's kind of but they definitely drill you, like, no one is set to go home. Like, do your best. Da, da, da. Like, leave your heart on the line. So you're like shaking. Like, okay, I got to do everything I can. Like, impress those judges, even though they've seen you for a very long time.
Well, you shouldn't ever be giving up, because in an audition moment, if you give up, like, if it's between you and someone else, and they're like, we're on the fence, they're like, see you later. It's good preparation for the real world.
And I love that, because I love, like, sort of what Jake was saying is that, if they're pumping you guys up so much, as America, we're going to see amazing dances and amazing solos. And what I like about the solos is that this show is so much about partnering and things like that. Mm-hmm. And the dance world, yes, there is a lot of partnering, but I really feel like the dance world is big group dances and solos.
Yeah.
And so it's still nice to, like, have that solo in there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, I love seeing an amazing solo. I feel bad for the ballroom people, and I feel bad for hip-hoppers, unless they can really pull it out of themselves to make it great.
Yeah.
But other than that, I love seeing a good solo.
Yeah,
it's so amazing.
Yeah. I've enjoyed all the tap solos, too.
Oh, my God. They've been And what Nigel said to Curtis?
That really upset Curtis, because I thought that... I was like, awesome.
They're just trying to scare him into being like, you got to step up even further. So I don't
know. Because I love definitely his do solo. That. They definitely do that. Like, they did that with me a lot. Like, my entire Vegas week, and it wasn't aired, but they were just like, we don't think you have the talent. We don't think you have that talent, or you dance too young. So, like, every time I went on that stage, like, I definitely, like, gave it more, and I was like, I don't think I could have kicked any higher. I don't think my body could have moved any differently. I was like, I don't know. But I think also they want to see how you deal with being under pressure. Yeah. I mean, once top 10 weeks comes, and they have to switch partners, and they start doing, like, 1,000 duets a week, like, if you can't handle that pressure, then you're kind of screwed.
So they don't want
they don't want you to be on the show if you're going to, crack. Yeah. Exactly.
Have that major meltdown. But it does make for good TV, right, Nigel? All right. So we saw the solos with Curtis, Alan. He struggled with his cape, clearly. I mean, he had no partner. So what are you going to do? Mariah, Blueprint.
Blueprint solo was awesome.
I thought Blueprint was
really good.
Yeah.
But see, that's one. But his dance this week was, he and Mariah had struggled, I think. So. Yeah. All right. Well, before we get into talking about all the dances, because we have so much to talk about, we do want to talk about one thing that Fox is doing late night, which is kind of fun. So we just want to let you know that if you didn't think animation could get any weirder, leave it to Fox, because this is what they're going to do. On Saturday, July 27th, Fox introduces ADHD, which is Animation Domination High Def. It's a brand spanking new block of late night animation for you guys to watch. So first, out of the darkness, one hero will sing into action to save our world from the forces of evil. Thank you. From the creators of Parks and Recreation and the mind of a five-year-old, it's the new animated series Axe Cop, starring Nick Offerman. Oh, that'll be really funny.
It's going to be really funny.
I know.
He's great.
Then school is starting early and you've never seen a class this wrong. It's the new animated series High School USA, and it's all part of ADHD Animation Domination High Def. The revolution premieres in late night with the all-new animated series Axe Cop and High School USA. Your weekends just got a whole lot weirder. I love weird. Starting Sunday, July 27th on Fox Late Night.
Awesome.
So be sure to check that out. Yay. And we love to support Fox, of course. Home of So You Think You Can Dance. All right, let's get into these dances, kids, and we're going to kick it off with Alexis and Nico doing The Jive by Tony Meredith and Melanie Lapidin. Jake, I'm going to you first.
I thought Nico handled this choreography really well. I think that outfit that Alexis was wearing constricted some of like the bouncing and the flicks. I don't know, but I thought Nico, I'm really impressed by him, so I wish that he would be with a partner who could be of that equal level.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm just not blown away by Alexis. There's just something about her. I'm like,
she's
I forget
here,
about you.
But she's just, this is where she's going. She's plateaued.
I forget about her.
Yeah, I want to see Nico and Melise dance together.
Yes.
I think they would be a great partnership.
Yeah, that'd be a cute couple, actually.
Yeah, siblings,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah. I'm surprised they weren't paired up from the beginning. I don't know. I feel like that would be something like producers would be like, oh, little girls are just going to eat them up because they're so cute.
Yeah. I think Jade was so slight and petite.
And she's so small, too,
and
so that makes
sense. They had to put the two of them together. But they did. You saw that one moment in the dance this week. You know, the jive is tough. You have to have endurance.
Yes.
You just saw them going, boop, boop,
yeah.
Boop, boop.
Yes. It started off really strong, though. I'll give
it
that
did.
To them.
It was so
towards
good
the middle,
out of the
it was just
game.
Like, yeah.
And I'll, like, I think once, this is only top 16, and I just, like, it's so hard even for me to give negativity or, like, negative critiques because I remember what it felt like.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, top 16 is literally, like, it's brand new to the show. Like, once they get to, if they do get to top 4 or whatever, like, I remember I did a Jive top 10. That was the week before I got voted off. And if I would have tried to do the Jive when I first got on the show compared to then, like, I would have looked horrendous. Like, it's just you learn how to pick up the details of the style so quick, like, in the show, because you have to. And I think because it is so new right now, they're trying to get a hang of it.
Yep.
And, you know, I guess it's completely new genre to them and all that kind of
and
stuff.
And I was thinking, you know, we do Dancing with the Stars, and, you know, you were so used to seeing a pro teaching someone who doesn't dance, but you have two trained dancers, but they're not trained in the style unless you're Alan, or half the time they're not even trained in that style anyway. It's, you know, they don't give them their specialty. But it's one of those things that it's hard. It's a struggle. It's not something that's comfortable with either of them, and now you have to lead and partner. And
yeah,
it's a challenge. Mm-hmm. So I do admire anyone having to do ballroom with that. But I mean, I think it's just one of those things. Alexis though keeps on sort of moving through, and she wasn't even in the bottom three.
She hasn't been in the bottom for a while. Or last week she wasn't either, right?
No.
Yeah.
No.
This week, I don't think she was last week.
I think 2 weeks ago.
2 weeks ago.
2 weeks ago she was.
Yeah.
But last week there was no show.
It's still pretty. But even 2 weeks ago, I don't think she was in the bottom.
If she was, she should have been there this week, I feel like.
Right. Yeah. It's just surprising, I mean, that she's getting the votes.
Yep.
People are voting her through.
But people like her.
She's a very pretty face as well. You know what I mean?
I love watching her tap.
Yeah, yeah, her tapping is amazing.
When we got to see her tap solo, because maybe that was 3 weeks ago that we got to see
her tap solo.
That I was like, that's what I want to see. I want to just see more of that spark and energy from Alexis, and she's just comfortable in her tap, I think. So we move on to Jenna and Tucker doing contemporary Travis Wall. jackpot all around because you've got Travis, you've got these two amazing trained dancers. Even though Jenna is known for ballroom, she's great in this style. And this is exactly when Mary said this is what they needed. I'm like, I was thinking the same thing.
When I saw they had him and a contemporary, I was like, thank you, God.
I was happy for Tucker. Giving him some, finally, he can like spread his wings and go.
Use the stage, not just be her like support system.
And be, be the strong person. I mean, though
he was extremely her support system on this in his dance, but he just got a chance to really shine.
Yeah.
Whereas
Travis does really, really well with that, with like playing to their strengths. Mm-hmm. And he always has like brilliant ideas. I mean, the like red things from the roof. I don't even know what they're called.
The ropes, I think they were called.
Yes, ropes or something. I think it was really, he always has some type of amazing story and incorporates a cool prop.
Like, I think it's cool because I feel like he's really trying to redefine this show. It's not just like two people dancing on the stage. Like, he's incorporating several new elements, and I think that's what the show needs.
Yeah, I think so too.
Since it's 10 years old, you know?
Yeah.
And I love that they're hard on choreographers when the dance is not that great. Mm-hmm. Because I think it's fair that they're judged just as hard as the dancers are.
Yeah.
But I also love that they're breaking new choreographers, you know, Lindsay Nelko and what was the hip hop couple?
Kiwon and Mari Madrid.
Thank you.
Yeah, they did the Michael Jackson piece.
I just like trying to remember all the names.
I know, I was like all the names, but I just love that it gives you the opportunity to see something different because the Madrids, a lot of their audience is on YouTube, but you bring it to a more mass audience when you bring it to broadcast television.
And did your opinion change of Jenna after this dance a little bit?
For me, it did.
For sure.
I needed to see that, and I thought, God, that was beautiful.
She's so much more than a ballroom dancer, and she showed that with that extension. I mean, she is, this was the moment, again, that I've been waiting for the two of them.
Yeah.
Because I think this is what should have been shown from the very beginning for the two of them.
And now America has seen their softer side. Mm-hmm.
That's it. The softness. Yeah. That's what I wanted to see. All right. Next up. Oh, boy. Mariah and Blueprint doing Jazz by Brian Friedman.
Friedman.
I'm so happy that he's back.
Because he's so busy with X Factor.
Yeah.
He's so busy.
And
over
like
there.
Britney Spears, whatever she's doing.
Yeah, that's probably all
working. He does that work
Vegas
all the time.
Show in Planet Hollywood. No big deal. Okay, well, the one thing I did say, I loved the first part. I loved how energetic it was. He sent him to the floor in the second half, and I was like, get these kids off the floor and let them dance. They're so good. Did you guys feel the same way? I got frustrated.
For me, the dance was, I felt like he was almost trying to like, I'm just going to push them to see as far as I can go. Where instead, he should have really focused on their strengths more, because I feel like, even though you're trying to show off your choreography, you still have to show off these dancers and make them look good.
Right.
And I don't think this style fit them at all at some point. Yeah. So I was just like, this is so awkward. And the makeup made me so uncomfortable. And I hate that they were voted off
wearing that makeup. I know.
I was like, damn it. Like, that was so not good.
I know. Poor Mariah had like lipstick all over her chin.
And that weird unibrow thing. Like, I can't.
She's so beautiful and such a good dancer. And I'm like, not this week.
I kind of commend Brian, though, in a way, for not giving up Brian.
Yeah.
For, you know what I mean? Like, I think sometimes, like, a lot of choreographers will be like, oh, like, I know they're really good at doing this, so I'm going to give them this so they shine. When it's the dancer's responsibility to, like, step up. And, like, you want to be a working dancer in the industry, you don't get to play to your own strengths. Like, in the audition, but when you're given a choreographer and you're put on a TV show, they're not going to be like, okay, well, what can we do to make you better?
Right,
you have to do what the choreographer asks. So, and I think because he does work so much commercially, he's in that, like, that mentality. And I think it's actually good for dancers to get that, like, okay, step up and do what they ask, because you're going to have to do that in the real world if you want to work.
Yeah, they're not catering to you.
Not at all. You have to do what the choreographer wants to do.
Yeah, and that is one of the nice things. You know, I talked to Adam Shankman a few weeks back, and he was even just saying, he's like, I just keep my notebook of all these dancers that I work with and think, oh, I'm working for this project, they're going to be good for this, and they're pulling people all the time, so you want to be able to think, I'm working with Adam, I'm working with Brian, I'm working with Travis.
Yep.
It's a great resume builder.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Completely.
All right, and then we move on to Malise and Alan doing Hip Hop by Dave Scott, and I thought, wow. Malise changing partners changed the entire face of her season on So You Think You Can Dance.
Malise's bag.
She is back.
I mean, during Vegas, you were like, oh my God, Malise, I love Malise, I love Malise. And then at the beginning of the show, you're like, Why were we so obsessed with her?
Where'd she go?
Yeah, and oh, girlfriend is back. This is awesome. I love it. Like, I loved her in this. I couldn't take my eyes off her. I sort of felt bad for her partner because I wasn't watching him at all.
I didn't watch him at all. And I watched it again right before I came, and I was like, oh, I mean, I just didn't watch him. She was, I mean, that butt was working. I was like, you better. Mm-mm. The whole time it was just like going.
And again, her she's face.
Petite. She was looking at that camera the entire time. I was like, this girl's learning. I like it.
She's bad. Mm-hmm. But facial expressions, everything. Because I noticed after the dance, she was like her Malise self again. And I was like, oh yeah, that she's cute. But that was not what she was giving in that dance, which was awesome. Yeah. It was so great.
Yeah. So sick.
And you know, I think what's interesting too is you see the transformation of Malise because she did get lost. I think the experience has got to be overwhelming and some dancers probably just kind of like go in on themselves and don't take full, you know, opportunity with this experience. And I think Malise just realized this is it. Like, I'm either going home or I'm just going to do this.
And it's also, your partner has everything to do with it. You know what I mean? Like, she could have been, like, kicking butt all the time. But, like, and I'm not saying this because, like, I'm not saying that her partner before was, like, drifting off. But, like, you get that energy from your partner. Mm-hmm. And I know when I was with Nathan until top 10, like, he was always like, let's do this. And so that made me even more like that. And together, like, you know, it brings a certain energy and it makes you want to stand out. And also, like, the feedback you get, either if it's negative or positive, can really affect you. And I think if anyone's watching who's on the show now, like, use that negativity or positivity to fuel you to do better rather than, like, hide and be like, oh, like, I don't know if they like me. Be like, well, if you don't like me, like, this is what you don't like. You know what I mean? That's kind of the mentality I had to.
That's really good advice, though.
Have a little swagger. Mm-hmm. You really do. You need to have swagger on the show because they talk a lot about the performance aspect of it. And, you know, Nigel will go into, you need technique, but then all of a sudden he's like, you're America's favorite dancer.
Yeah.
You know? and that's true. You do need to resonate with everyone at home, especially if they're going to follow your career post So You Think You Can Dance. So it's really important. But what do we think about Alan? No, I mean, he didn't stand out as much this week dancing with Malise. Do you think he's going to be bottom three again? Does this make him?
I mean, I would think so I think he's fantastic. And I thought some of the parts where I would see him in the dance, I was like, oh, okay. But it just, nothing was that special enough to be like.
Yeah, you have to make sure, like, he needs to start making a name for himself rather than possibly riding on Malise's fans or that kind of stuff. You know what I mean? Like, he's got to make a name for himself because it's, even though it's like you're voting for a couple or you're voting for individually, like, your career is going to be you after this, not you and Malise. You know
exactly.
What I mean?
All right. I do believe we have a caller. Yeah. So I love it. I love it when people call in.
Yay!
Caller, you're on the line with the So You Think You Can Dance after show.
All right. Hello. Is anyone there?
Oh, no.
We can hear you, sort of.
It sounded like they were trying to talk and they were kind of getting blocked. So
okay, well, let us know if they're back and we'll greet them.
Call back, please.
I know, we'd love to hear from you. And we will get to, we have questions for Molly that people sent in, which I love, we'll get to those a little bit later as well. But, you know, the one thing with Alan, I almost feel like he sort of flip-flopped to where Malise was a few weeks ago. So kind of interesting. And I'm sure that when you lose a partner and they go home, there's a little bit
it's
of
like part of your heart, kind of.
Yeah,
I don't know.
You're sad a little bit. You have to create chemistry with somebody else. And it looks like Malise is like, okay, let's go for it. And Al's like, wait a minute, I'm catching up.
Yeah, so. And I'm sure losing your first partner, like in the show, is like, oh my God, they were with me through this whole thing. Now I'm by myself. And
yeah, and then you also think, like, did they, you know, like, were the votes because of me or was it him or, you know, did I not do my part in this partnership? So then you get nervous getting with another partner, like, oh my God, like, I'm not gonna be able to live up to that expectation and I don't want to ruin your time on the show. It's like,
oh my gosh,
pressure. Yeah. All right, before we move into the final four dances, just want to remind everyone, if you're listening to us on iTunes, we want to thank you so much for all of your comments and all of your stars. 5 stars, right? I know. It's always like, instead of calling in So You Think You Can Dance, please rate us 5 stars. And if you guys are listening on your smartphones, remember it is podcasts with an S to to download and listen to the show. I know a few people had issues with it. It's all fixed and running, so you should be good and able to listen to us on your smartphones. All right, so thanks, you guys. We're going to go into dance number 5. Haley and Curtis doing contemporary, and it was D. Caspary. I said that right. This couple is really intriguing to me because I feel like I love them both. Each week is like I never know what I'm going to get. And I feel like Curtis is one that's chasing Haley all the time. He's really chasing and he's trying. He wants to be here, but I don't think he knows exactly what the judges want from him and what the choreographers want. So he's just trying to figure it all out, and you kind of see it on his face while he's dancing.
Yeah, you see it.
So what did you think of the dance this week?
Well, first of all, I'm just so happy that D is back because I always like what he brings to the show because it's not the traditional, like, here's the contemporary dance. You know, it's always something that's kind of challenging and chasing something unique, and I love that about him. But I thought Haley was everything. I didn't really even watch Curtis. I mean, those lines in her feet and climbing up that ladder at the very beginning, I was just like, what? I not that I forget about her, but sometimes I do a little bit because I think that's all the brunettes or something. But she, I mean, this, I think this was a moment for her, like a serious moment for her. I was very happy
with
it.
She's a star. Mm-hmm. I mean, because they had that really rough samba for a couple weeks ago. And
she looked hot, though.
She did. She looked great. But she, you know, she was like, I'm just trying to make this work.
Yeah, here we go.
I mean, what did you think about the dance?
You know, I forget about Haley all the time. And I think I get Haley and Mackenzie mixed up.
Yeah, for sure.
But now I have them in my head after this week, which I think is going to really, set them off. But watching her dance on that ladder and climb that ladder, it was incredible. It was mesmerizing. Yeah. She really took you for the ride, and you just followed her and watched her the whole time. Mm-hmm. Like, I can't even comment on Curtis because I didn't watch him.
Yeah, and I think, I mean, first of all, I'm such a huge fan of D. And what I love about his work is he doesn't need to have, like, an epic storyline that's, like, I mean, granted, you do for the show, but, like even his work outside of So You Think, he doesn't need this huge storyline to just put out a beautiful piece. Mm-hmm. And so when he does come up with a storyline, I think it's amazing, and he's just so brilliant. But, I think it was very, I think he did cater to Haley a little bit more. But I do think that I think that D kind of gives them what he thinks, and how D works is like, okay, here's what I have to offer, show me what you can do with it, and let's play.
Yep.
So I think maybe in the rehearsal process, Haley stuck out a little bit, so he was like, all right, I'm going to play with you. Because he's never, like, fully set. He likes to have, like, a combined effort to make you look good. It's not like, do my stuff.
You know, that's cool. You have to be confident as a dancer going into that environment, too.
Yeah.
All right, I'll work with you on this and everything. I wanted them to dance a little bit more. I'm always, like, on the fence about props and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And, you know, the ladder I thought was really cool, and you saw it wobbling, so I was like, oh, that's nerve-wracking as a dancer. But I did, once they got to the floor, it was just absolute magic. I could have had a little bit more of that, I think.
Yeah. But I hate that Nigel told Curtis that he ruined the dance for him. I was like, are you kidding?
That's crazy.
So I don't know. I know that they won't probably want to, like, try to get some drama and stuff, but I just don't
sometimes
appreciate that.
Sometimes he's a little mean.
Yeah. Not sometimes. He is sometimes. A lot.
I think Nigel just says what he wants. You know what I mean? And I think sometimes it is for television.
Oh, I think he's always wearing that producer hat.
You can see the wheels turning.
Yeah, I love it. Like,
okay, can we talk about their date night?
Yeah.
And then her dad's face.
So
not happy.
That was so awkward. I was like, oh my God, I can't believe they showed that.
Why did they even talk about that? I don't know. That was really weird.
I don't know. Creating chemistry with your partner, usually it's either there or it's not. So I don't know if they were just trying to play up a showmance, because I think there's more of a showmance between Paul and Mackenzie.
Yes. Well, definitely on Paul's side. Paul is in love with her.
So cute.
It's so cute.
I know. And then who was saying, oh, and he looks like
James Franco.
James Franco. I was like, I don't see that, but whatever.
Yeah. No one else.
And she's like, and I love you, James Franco.
I mean, Paul. I mean, James. I mean, I don't know.
Scripted.
Couple. I know. Showmance is coming up. Courtesy of the So You Think You Dance producer.
Everyone's jumping on Jasmine Harper. They're like, that was brilliant. I'm going to have one.
Yeah. Or the producer's like, we'll pay for your sushi if you pretend to go on a date.
Oh, yeah.
I'd be like, okay, let's go.
They're at the Grove eating their sushi. All right, let's move on to the couple that seems to be the ones to beat still. Amy and Fiction doing jazz, Tice DiOrio. And I was like, Tice nailed it.
Yeah.
Nailed.
He is always so hit and miss with me. When he hits, he is like dynamite. When he misses, I'm always like, what happened? But he was so, oh, this was fantastic, this piece.
I love that he was like, I wanted it to be a collaborative thing with them as much as it was with me. And I thought that the hobo thing, I was like, oh God, here we go with like, I don't like the gimmick in the story a little bit. But this was sick. Like, this is really, really good. I just loved it. Everything about it.
Yeah, I like how Tice is starting to expand with like more musicality and that kind of stuff rather than just a good story. Because, I kind of liked you couldn't really tell the story. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, like knowing Tice, he gets very like, okay, what's my story? And I'm like, just like do you, because like you're amazing and you're brilliant. Like, don't get caught up in the story. Just do whatever happens and like it'll happen. The story will happen. And I could tell that's what happened with this piece because he wasn't focused on like, what would a hobo do? You know what I mean?
He was like, little stick and little anchor chain.
Yeah, he choreographed, and I think he did really well this week.
So yeah, awesome. A couple things that I thought were interesting. Fiction admitting he has a martial arts background, and I was like, that's what's helping him a lot. Because we've all been like, oh, he's just this guy that does... No.
He's so dynamic.
Yeah. That's where we're seeing a lot of that. There was a similar lift that they did where Amy came from behind.
Yeah.
Similar to what Mariah did
with
Blueprint. And I was like, you saw the difference between the ease and the struggle. So I was like, oh, gosh. And I think the one thing of why this couple works so much, you never see where Amy ends and Fiction begins.
No.
They're just like this every time they dance.
They're both having so much fun. They're like having so much fun the whole time. And you're like, I want to have fun with them.
Yeah.
What's the next dance going to be like? And even though this one was, you know, not their most campy, it was just so great. And, okay, the beginning, the musicality was incredible.
Yeah.
And dancing really to that. And they were really on with each other, which was really impressive. And then when the music really, like, kind of sunk in and then they really got into the dance, it just totally took off.
You can tell that their chemistry is real. Like, they don't have to practice.
There's always one couple every season that I feel like they want each other to do well. Mm-hmm. Like, they genuinely want the other one to do well, and they're in it together. And I think they are completely in sync. And you would never put them together, like, ever. Ever. And they're magic. Like, seriously magic.
Yeah, so they're making good television. And everyone was always like, you're not talking about Amy enough. We've gotten this week after week. I'm like, I just see them really as just one person, one entity, which I love. So,
And does anyone ever think that Amy moves like Allison Holker?
Oh, yeah.
There's something about her that she moves. I hope that when they get to the top 10 that they put them together, because we'll see something really magic.
That's a great comparison,
really, really
too.
Magic.
That's a good compliment. Mackenzie and Paul, Dave Scott doing a hip-hop. And the first thing that I wrote, this is the grittiness I needed to see, because these two are so pretty, and they're pretty dancers.
Squeaky,
and I just needed to see something a little bit more edgy, and I was like, we got it.
Yeah.
His hips were doing something that I was like, you're doing something unchristian over there, and I kind of like it. I kind of like what's happening.
Why are you turning red, Jane?
Hold up.
You are. But this is what you need at this point of the game to start evolving, because at least you want to make it to top 10. You want a tour, right? Everyone wants to get on the tour.
My season didn't have a tour, but
I forgot about that.
But it was actually kind of a blessing that we didn't. But I mean, I know that sounds bad, but
you
like
go right into working.
Go right into working, and then your name isn't like forgotten. So
that's
right
so true. Yep, you go right into the talent pool here in Los Angeles.
This was my favorite dance, and it's gonna be my favorite dance for a while, because this is my favorite kind of style of hip hop. When it's choreographed right, and the story of this was just perfect.
Yeah.
So sexy. She was so amazing. I loved it.
Everyone was sexy.
I didn't, when I saw their costumes and I was like, what? Like hip hop with this? It was like, okay, no. But then it happened and I was like, I want it to happen over and over again. It was just amazing.
I'm like, old, so I was like,
yes. Yeah.
And that's good because we've talked so much about how, So You Think Your Dance is merging so many styles and it's like, you can't say this is classic jazz and this is classic ballroom. This is a great example of how things are evolving in dance, and it's great to show the audience that, but it's also just to think outside the box and not be like, I'm going to be in sneakers and a backwards cap and
you know what I mean,
hip hop and
I'm like, I want to see every pop star do this dance. I'm like, Justin, Beyonce, like everybody get in on this dance because that's what I want to see.
Moving right along to Jasmine and Aaron doing the dreaded quick step, but I think they broke the curse. Tony and Melanie did this again, and another one where I'm glad they gave us a little bit more background. Aaron's musicality. This is what another thing that's really aiding him.
And his dad is a musician, correct?
A well-known Las Vegas musician, from what I understand. So
that's awesome.
These two remind me so much after we've seen their piece that they did a few weeks ago too, and I'm trying to remember who choreographed it. Spencer Liff.
Yes.
You know, they just remind me of something like old-fashioned, glamour. These two could actually, if they wanted to, I don't know if they want to, they could stick together as a couple and go out and market themselves.
Yeah. I think they're very, very good together. I wasn't a huge fan of this dance, but...
It's a quick step.
It is a quick step, but I think that it could have been, like, faster because I know that's kind of cliche saying the quick step, but like because the quick step is so hard and to give it to a couple this early and to try and learn that, that's like the worst thing in the world.
And the longest legs in the world, which is so hard to move when you have longer
legs. Yeah, but then like do it slow so you really have to get that technique down, like that kind of sucks. But they did really, really well with what they were given. And the choreography was amazing. Like I feel like if I would have seen two professional ballroom dances, I would have liked it more, but I don't know. It was hard for me to get into this one.
They just have such ease and finesse that I liked the slow parts because it was like you could see that like they could really sit in that pocket. And it was just, I don't know, something magic about her body in that dress. Out of control. I was like, are you kidding me? And then I love that they showed it with that. She was like a tomboy growing up. I was like, yes, I love it.
Can you believe that she made people call her Zach? I was like, when it got to that part, I was like, whoa, it just turned weird.
She's like the curviest, like, woman. I have a girl crush on her. I was like,
so hot.
Jasmine Harper, hello.
Something happened to me watching this, and you really see Jasmine's acting ability in this dance. And then you go back and watch the other dances, and you see it in everything. Mm-hmm. But once, when I saw it in this dance, like, she played that character. She turned her head with that, her chin so perfectly. And you're like, oh, she has it. She has each little bit that you need to win this competition.
Yeah. Every time I see her, I'm like, I think that's our winner.
I think so, too. I'm starting to feel that way, too. And I know there's so many Amy fans out there. And I think if the four of them are like...
I mean, I'd be just as happy if Amy won, too. Oh. But Jasmine is who I'm going
There's something about her. She just... I mean, besides those legs, she has the face and the attitude and the spunk. And she just... And the story.
I'm just ready for her to get... off the show so that we can see her like in the real world working because she's going to work all the
time. She's going to work all the time. I know, and then we can't count out Paul McKenzie. There's like top six.
Yeah, there's a top six.
Right there. All right, I want to get to some questions for Molly because we're running out of time. We could be here for hours. But Kevin wrote in. He said, Molly, if you were made producer of So You Think You Can Dance, this is for your second career.
Okay.
Once you're done dancing and acting and singing, how would you change the show to improve ratings?
I think I would kind of change, a lot, actually. I know, like, I saw, So You Think Ukraine is doing a really cool thing where they're challenging the contestants where they're, like, they had to dance in a river that they build a stage on. Mm-hmm. So I think that's really cool. So I feel like they would have to change, like, not just be a competition stage anymore, go out and do something like in the river or build like prop stages in different places, have a live show with like in the middle of, you know, Universal Studios or something to like, so it's not just your traditional So You Think You Can Dance stage and the panelists. And
change up the elements, change the stakes for everyone.
Yeah.
Because that it messes with your mind a little bit when you're not in that safe studio environment.
Yeah. And since it's been 10 seasons, like people know what to expect. You change it up, see what happens.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Good ideas. I like that. Our friend Grant Thomas.
Grant.
He wrote Grant here. Hey, Molly, I want to start off by saying you're amazing in your movie. I loved you in it, giggling and shaking.
Thank you.
If you were asked to be an all-star this season, which guy and which girl would you like to dance duets with? Please answer, Kristen. I love y'all for creating such a great after show, by the way. So which guy and which girl would you like to dance with?
I think guy, I would like to dance with Nico. I think him and I could do some cool tricks and stuff together. Yeah. And then girl, either Amy or Jenna. I think we could both, I mean, with both girls, we can pull out certain things that all three of us are missing, like strength or like technique or anything. I know I can pull from both of them and hopefully offer the same to them.
Wow.
I love it. Jonathan Calderon, our good old, we have lots of fun regulars. I love this. If you could go back to any season and perform any routine, which routine would it be and why? P.S. Loved you in Teen Beach Movie. Hashtag giggles.
Oh, thank you. I've always wanted to perform my waltz again with Jacob. It was a big turning point for me, and I love Jacob more than anything. And I, that waltz, like, I was going through it on the show. Like, I was, like, feeling like, I don't know if I can do this. Got to pick myself up. And that routine, like, got me through that week. And it was cool.
That's awesome. This is kind of a general one. And I thought it was kind of interesting. We talked about Jenna a little bit. Do you think, it's from Sasha Katz. She said, do you think they'll keep Alexis and Jenna until top 10 so there's more diversity in their styles on tour? Or will that not affect their decision? You know, and I think that this is a question that comes up the audience. Like, how much manipulation is done behind the scenes with the producers?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think, I don't think they'll care about diversity and all that for tour. I think what they want to do for tour is sell seats, and they're going to pick the favorites and they're going to pick the fan favorites. I don't think they're going to be like, well, this color hair, this color skin, or this type of style. They're just going to be like, who's going to get me money?
That's right. Who's going to put those butts in the seats?
Yeah, exactly.
All that matters. All right. Well, let's go into predictions for next week. Who do you think is going to go home? One guy, one girl. Jake, I'm starting with you.
Oh, I'm going to say, oh, God, this sucks because it's hard this time.
I know.
I'll say Alan, and I love him. And I'll say Alexis, just because I don't really care for her. But I'll say that. Alexis and Alan, go.
All right.
I would say Alan as well. And I think possibly just watching, I think Jasmine may kind of be down there next week, I think, because they're wanting to see more from her, and they gave her the quick step. So I think they're...
Interesting.
I think...
She might need a moment, a solo moment.
Yeah.
Yes.
She might get a moment to shine or, you know...
Interesting theory. All right, go right ahead.
I think Jake and I are on the same path right now. Alan and Alexis. Although, Alexis, I don't know how she's getting votes. I really don't. So, I don't know where they're coming from.
Yeah, I'm going to go definitely with Alan. I think he's getting somehow lost in the shuffle of this. But Alexis keeps getting pushed through, so it makes me think, like, who's going to wind up being bottom three? Because all the other ladies had such a great week, and Mariah's gone. So I think I'm going to go with Alexis.
Yay.
Dun, dun, dun. We'll see what happens, because I thought for a while Curtis was going to go, but I think he's got a few more weeks of his run right there.
He's so lovable.
He is lovable. He's adorable. All right, everyone, go around. Tell us where we can find you. Jake.
You can find me on Twitter at Jake_Dupree and on Instagram at Jake Dupree.
Molly.
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at MollsGray, MollsGray.
And you can find me at Chloe West X on Instagram and Twitter.
And I'm Kristen Burt. You can find me at Kristen Burt on Twitter. And, of course, my website, redcarpetcloset.tv. We want to thank Molly Gray for joining us. Go watch Teen Beach Movie.
Yes!
A thousand times on Disney Channel. Thanks so much, you guys. We'll see you next week. And AJ will be back in the hot seat.
From Bing.com, executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Iconic.
Bye.
See you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.